an update on where you think you are in this defense in your first rookie camp.
I think everyone's progressing. We all vying for a spot. That's the way we won. That's the way they won. So I think it's going pretty well.
Are you at all surprised that you haven't had much work with the number one team at this point?
Not really. Like I said, I don't really come in with expectations. You get what you put out. My only thing I'm going to do is just continue working hard. Continue showing what I do. The tape don't lie. Put good things on tape. Good things happen for you. So that's what my mindset is.
Hugh Jackson the other day said after this little team scrimmage on Friday, he might look at different rotations and moving players around. Do you take that as a challenge to capture their attention Friday night at all?
I take every opportunity to capture their attention. It all starts out here in practice. Starts out here with your preparation. Friday night, just a game-like setting. It's no different than a practice. But to answer your question, yes. But I take every opportunity. So.
Early in camp, we asked Hugh Jackson about using you, and he said, I want to use him every which way possible. How have you absorbed that here as you've gone through the first week or so of camp and the workload that kind of comes with that?
Just taking whatever they throw at me. I take everything as a challenge. I'm going to show I'm not only physical enough and, fit enough to handle it, but also I have the wits, too. I try to just be as well-rounded, as much as I possibly can to be used in any kind of way. And that's my goal. That's my goal for the season.
Did you roll when a coach said that? How do you make sure that you're not just a jack-of-all-trades and a master of
none? That's what you guys say. I know what I could do, and I'm just going to continue to be the best player I could be.
When we see you returning punts, from your perspective, what makes a good returner? Setting aside the stats, but just from your perspective as a player, what makes a good quality returner?
Well, for me, first quality, you have to be able to catch a punt. You have to be able to judge the ball, in any condition, wind, rain, snow. You have to have instincts. In this league, some punters, will tilt one way, lean the other way. You have to, be able to make first guy miss. And, I think the most important besides catching the ball is saving field position. Get to every ball, but if you really feel, that you can't get it or, it'll be an extremely, extremely tough catch, then, you got to be smart. But I feel like the most important job as a punter is to save field position.
When you are playing multiple positions to drill, does that take away from your concentrating on just one to really become great at that one?
They do a good job of spacing it out for me. I do a good job of working what I need to work on, when to work on it, and how to work on it.
Hey, Jabril, somebody asked me what part of the offense, defense, or special team did you score your first touchdown in the NFL? If you had your choice, what would it be?
We just have to wait and see. I envision scoring every which way, but you just got to wait and see. Just prepare for the unexpected. That's what I intend to do.
Pick six be more satisfying than a punt return, a touchdown?
Not really. All phases are very important. You can lose a game on special teams just like you can lose a game on defense. Whichever ones come first, that's what comes first. I'm gonna be happy it's my first one, but whichever one comes first, that's what comes first.
Do you feel like you'll be able to make that kind of impact that you want to make, right away? Are you just ready to bust out and get out there and make a play?
I definitely think I'm gonna be ready. And I'm gonna try to impact the game in however many ways I can. And, just going to continue to prepare the way I'm preparing and, let God handle the rest.
And can you tell the injury to Ed Reynolds? I know he was a free safety, a deep safety, but is it affecting any routes that concern you?
You'll probably have to talk to the coach about that. I'm not really too familiarized with that process.
Are you, getting along great with the guys, having fun? Have you heard the guys taking you under your wing?
We're definitely gelling well. you know, taking all the young guys under the wing, you know, showing us the right way to do things. You know, we have a pretty young team, but we have guys who have a lot of experience. So, you know, whenever they have food for play, you know, I definitely listen to them.
What about a guy like Joe Hayden, who's, you know, been to the Pro Bowl and such a good defensive back? What have you perhaps maybe been learning from Joe, and are you guys bonding pretty well?
Definitely bonding pretty well. But, you know, just simple things like route concepts, you know, what they like to do, you know, in different spacings. You know, things like that. You know, he definitely helps the corners out a lot more, you know, because, you know, that's what he plays. But the things he can help me with, he does help me with.
Jabril, earlier in minicamp, Greg Williams said everybody on defense has to learn two positions. So what's your second position on defense?
You know, safety, you know, both free and strong, and then whatever else he wants me to learn. You know, everything pretty much, you know, feeds off of one another. So I feel like, you know, the more you know the defense, the better you'll be able to play in the system, not just knowing what you have to do, but what the guys around you have to do.
Linebacker position?
Not at the moment.
Having to work your way up from, you know, third team defense and then second team defense, do you kind of enjoy that? Do you like that, having to kind of claw your
Absolutely. Back? You know, I worked for everything in my life. You know, nothing was handed to me. And I wouldn't rather have it any other way.
Be all the more sweeter when you just crack that starting lineup
then? I mean, that'll definitely be sweet, but, you know, I know it's a lot of work I got to do until I get to that point, so that's the main thing I'm looking forward to.
What do they tell you that you need to do to get there?
Just keep improving every day. You know, the guys we have are really good as well, so the competition level, you know, it rises every day. You know, they push us, we push them. You know, but at the end of the day, the best guys are going to play, so whoever that is, whenever that is, you know, you got to understand that's what's best for the team. And, you know, whenever your numbers get called, you got to make a play and make an opportunity.
How determined are you, though, that, I mean, when those Pittsburgh Steelers show up on September 10th, you want to be in that starting 11 on D?
I mean, we all are determined, you know, and that's the best thing about it. You know, we all understand the big picture and the grand scheme of things. You know, we all want to be out there, but it's a lot of work until then. You know, we have about a month, and, you know, we're looking forward to just keep grinding and keep getting each other better.
Have you already had visions of blitzing Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm not looking that far ahead yet. You know, we play the Saints August 10th. You know, hopefully I can get a couple series with Drew Brees out there, you know, just to get a feel. I'm not looking that far ahead. You know, we got to take it one step at a time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to whatever quarterback I face first. You know, it's a preseason game. It's still the first game of the season, so you got to approach it as such.
Do you guys, young guys like you have to guard against, all of a sudden you're going to be actually on the same field with Drew Brees and players like that? I mean, you're going to be a little bit in awe of some of the guys you're going against?
You know, you kind of got to shake that off. You know, it's definitely going to be a dope feeling. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a business now. You know, you can't be in awe of the guys you're going to be, you know, playing against. But, you know, it'll definitely feel good to know that, you know, wow, that's Drew Brees over there and I'm on the field right with him. And, you know, you gotta make a play, you know, probably for the first snap, but after that, you know, it's all business after that.